Fat cats having fun in the snow. That's how some critics in the past have described the annual gathering of the world's top business leaders and politicians at the World Economic Forum in the Swiss resort of Davos. But this year, in the wake of the global financial crisis, the fat cats are looking decidedly leaner, and reports say the Davos Forum has lost a lot of its glitzy image, with a gloomy and chastened mood among its participants. Senior executives from some of the world's biggest banks, as well as 40 heads of state and government, a record number, have opened discussions on the theme, Shaping the Post-Crisis World. The agenda for this week is packed with discussions, not just on the ongoing economic crisis, but many other topics as well, including energy, poverty, war and conflict, climate change and free trade. Among the participants at the Davos Forum is Leslie-Ann Knight, Secretary-General of Caritas Internationalis. She told me that although the forum is viewed as a gathering of the world's rich and powerful, she will be urging them not to forget the plight of the poor amid the current financial crisis. Let's hear what she has to say about this year's gathering. Chastened is the adjective I keep seeing being used to describe the mood at the Davos Forum this year in the wake of the global financial crisis. Do you think that's an accurate description? Is the mood somewhat chastened there?
I would say it probably is chastened. I think that's quite a good description for it, given that the current global economic crisis is bound to be dominating discussions, and people coming here to Davos know that. So I would agree with you on that one, yes.
I read that there are more than 40 heads of state and government attending this year's forum, which is double that it was last year. Do you see their presence as a recognition that in the wake of this global financial crisis, governments, perhaps, rather than bankers and big business, will be in the driving seat when it comes to trying to pull the world economy out of its current mess?
I would say that the fact that over 40 government heads of state and representatives are here is significant. However, I think it's not just governments, it's also businesses and people leading business who will be here. And they will need to bear in mind that it's a question for all of them of political will and setting priorities. And I think Davos is an opportunity for all of them coming together to examine perhaps their consciences and have the courage to act together accordingly rather than just for political expediency or short-term gain.
You talked there about people examining their consciences. Do you think there is a willingness to learn from past mistakes? Unregulated capitalism has certainly got a bad name now.
I think it's fair to say that the levels of conversation, the levels of debate, the topics that are on the agenda, which include climate change, HIV/AIDS, the issues of malaria, water, nutrition, with people who are leading experts and scientists in those fields, means that there is a concern that we are all part of the same humanity. And I think it's simply unacceptable, whether you're rich or poor, not to see our fellow human beings suffering and to do nothing about it. So I would be arguing that the opportunity to help someone in need is one of the most fulfilling things that we can do, and it's what makes us human. And I think governments and businesses would do well to bear this in mind. And particularly now, at this time of perhaps low morale, it can be helpful to consider those even worse off and what you can do for them. And my hope is that there will be that atmosphere here at Davos as well.
You're not worried that given this financial crisis, that governments and individuals would use it as an excuse to tighten their purse strings or worse still, perhaps cut back on their commitment to help and give aid to developing countries and the poor and needy in general?
I think, of course, governments, as we do too in our own charity sector, need to keep our strategies constantly under review to ensure that they are effective. But I don't necessarily think the economic crisis will change what they are doing, although it will clearly have an impact on resources. But I think the key message will continue to be that global poverty and the fact that in the year 2009 we still have such suffering in the world as a result of poverty is appalling, and the international community will need to make a much greater effort. So there is this concern. For example, as Caritas Internationalis, last year at Davos, we had the Millennium Development Goals very much on the agenda. And I would be concerned that they would be being shelved for perhaps the duration of the economic recession. So I think it's continuing to put on the agenda, particularly to the politicians, that ending global poverty is, you know, it's not a luxury, it's a duty. Climate change, too, will be another important issue that we will need to discuss at Davos, and in that light, too, to ensure that the interests of the poor and those most affected will be given highest priority.
So what specific message, as Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, are you bringing to this year's forum?
I think this economic crisis gives us an opportunity, whether we are politicians, whether we are business people, or whether we are representatives here at Davos of the church communities and international non-governmental organizations, to rethink how we live. And the message that I'm bringing very much to Davos is, can we use this space here to reflect on whether richer countries really need the levels of consumption they have enjoyed in recent years, and whether unfettered greed is the only way to encourage economic growth and development. I would also be hugely encouraged if I see any signs of the commitment we had just a year ago, say, to the Millennium Development Goals has survived this economic recession. And even if there is minimal support for the idea that richer nations might restrain their levels of consumption for the benefit of poorer developing nations, that for me would be a key message that we would have been able to get across, and it would be a major achievement of this World Economic Forum this year in 2009.
I was speaking there to the Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Leslie Ann Knight, who is attending the Davos Forum.